Hello, and welcome to Talk with Green Guy. And we're talking everything green. And I'm covering green and sustainability like nobody else. I'm your host. My name is Eric Moncrief, and I am the Green Guy. Welcome to WGST 640 AM and iHeartRadio. We are broadcasting from the heart of Atlanta, Georgia, in the prestigious neighborhood and community known as Buckhead. This show is brought to you by the Ray C. Anderson Foundation, which is working to advance a more sustainable future for the for business, environment, and society. The Ray C. Anderson Foundation is also the platinum sponsor of the Talk with Green Guys show. Go to Ray C. Anderson Foundation for more information. RayCAndersonFoundation.org for more information. Also, Rabblebot. Rabblebot is your digital agency. They cover everything from video production to web design, social media management. Rabblebot tells your story one pixel at a time. Rabblebot handles my website, GreenGuyMedia.com. Please go out to GreenGuyMedia.com, check it out, follow me, listen to podcasts, keep up with everything that's going on with the Green Guy. Also, I would urge you to follow me on Twitter at GreenGuyATL. Really, really appreciate the Twitter following. Also, you can reach me on Facebook. There's a Green Guy page. Go out there, listen to podcasts, follow things as well, and like the page. Also, you can reach me, friend me, Eric Moncrief, on Facebook. Appreciate all of that so much. Wow. Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Talk with Green Guy show. If this is your first time tuning into the Talk with Green Guy show, we really appreciate it. If you've been following these shows, I thank you for tuning in. My aim, my goal is to keep you informed about what is going on in the sustainability community and help give you the resources, tools, and education to live a healthy, sustainable, and green life. Sustainability is the ability to meet the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Well, today we've got a special show for all of those who were wanting to hear football ex-Falcon Ovie Mahaley. He could not make the show today, but we've got a great show lined up instead for you. Still in studio with me today, I've got my good friend, Gary Harris. Gary Harris is the managing director for the Center for Sustainable Communities and also the president of Sustainability Solutions Group. And Gary is just a wealth of information and a pillar in the city of Atlanta of what's going on in sustainability. And I'm so glad to have him here in studio with me. Good morning, Gary. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Eric. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here.
Man, yeah. It's always a pleasure to have you on the Talk with Green Guy show.
Absolutely.
I mean, man, there's so many things that are going on and so many things you've got your hands into. And people really need to hear about some of the work that you're involved in, Gary, and all these things. But we're going to talk about another side of some of the stuff you're doing today, because you are involved in the faith community.
Absolutely.
And there is a lot of things going on within the church and sustainability. So with that, you know, my first question for you is, you know, let's talk about, or how is the church of all faiths, right, integrating sustainability? And is this a global movement that we're seeing here with sustainability in the church?
Mm-hmm. Well, Eric, thanks so much again for having me this morning. And yes, it is a global movement. You know, creation care is in absolutely every religion, whether it be you be of a Baptist faith or a Catholic faith or whether it be Jewish. Those creation care principles are embedded into all the scriptures. You know, and all the faiths espouse those creation care values. And the first one is stewardship, i.e., God gave us this rich earth full of air, land, and water. And he said, hey, you know, I want you to be good stewards over this stuff. You know, I don't want you to be dominant. I don't want you to, you know, abuse it. I want you to be a good steward of it, you know, and make sure that we're taking care of it, you know, and we're using our resources wisely. You know, that's why, you know, he wants us to use clean energy and be energy efficient, you know, as opposed to using fossil fuels or some other power generation methods. You know, next thing is, you know, God says, hey, you know, we're all living on this earth together. You know, everything is kind of interconnected. You know, our ecosystems are interconnected. Our communities are interconnected. So he wants us to care for our communities by caring for our fellow brethren. And that means, you know, he wants to see equity. He wants to see fair uses and distribution of resources. He wants to ensure that we are using our ecosystems are wisely, and that we're taking care of our communities from multiple perspectives. Next is he wants to ensure justice, environmental justice, energy equity, climate justice. You know that those things are paramount and such, and that we're ensuring fair usage and fair distribution of resources as well. And finally, you know, Eric, everything around us is touched by the hand of God, you know, and we've got to have respect for that, you know, and all faiths have respect for that. So those four principles, Eric, stewardship, justice, caring for our communities in our way are the fundamental underlying foundations of creation care. And I want to thank you for allowing us to go to church this morning.
Absolutely. Hey, well, you know, you've mentioned that term, creation care. Why don't you go ahead and define that for everybody out there. What exactly is creation care when you say that?
Well, it's all about caring for God's creation. You know, I really believe that I'm working in my life's purpose right now. You know, God wants me to take care of all his people and the planet, you know, and that's what creation care is all about. But it's more than just going to church and sitting in the pew,
right?
You know, it's really about getting out there, ensuring that we have the right policies in place, the right advocacies in place. We're getting the right programs coming down on the state and federal levels. We're getting the right projects implemented in vulnerable communities. All of that is about creation care. It's so vast,
right,
you know,
right,
that one single organization can't handle it. That's why it's global. That's why all faiths are part of this, and all faiths can help to ensure that we have a planet not only for this generation but future generations as well.
Right. All right. Now, for people listening around the country, Ebenezer Baptist Church is the historic home of Martin Luther King Jr. And Gary is a leading member of the Creation Care Ministry over there at Ebenezer Baptist Church. And so let's talk about, you know, the historic home of MLK and some of the things that are going on over at Ebenezer.
Absolutely, Eric. You know, the way that we got the ministry started there, i.e. the Creation Care Environmental Ministry there, is that we started off, believe it or not, as a singles ministry, okay? Mm-hmm. Single folk got together, you know, and talked and had conversation and, you know, went out on dates and all that sort of stuff. So we decided to move it beyond that, you know, and have a ministry with a purpose. So we decided to focus on environmental issues. So we literally had folks holding hands in the woods.
Wow.
That sort of thing, you know, on hikes and things like that. So we transitioned from a singles ministry to an environmental ministry, and we hit the ground running, Eric. You know, some 22 projects in 1 year, uh-huh, cranking it out from energy efficiency to recycling to planting trees at Truly Living Well, all that stuff, 22 projects. And then some folks started to notice what we were doing. You know, right, we were an African-American church, and we were planting trees, you know, kind of unusual. So we got tapped on the shoulder there by Georgia Interfaith Power and Light to be part of their board of directors. As a result of this, we got pulled into some other projects because of this. We set a national record, believe it or not, Eric, of passing out 6,000 light bulbs in one project with Georgia Power and some other folks and such.
Within the community.
Within the community. Yeah. Absolutely. So, Eric, it started out, again, as a singles ministry, moved into the purposeful place of environmentalism, and now we have a full-blown ministry there that's doing some great things.
Awesome. Wow. There is so much going on, like you said, over at Ebenezer, and we're gonna continue that on the other side of this break. This is Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guy Show, WGST 640 AM at iHeartRadio. Talking with Gary Harris this morning, talking creation care. Stay with me. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. This is Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guy Show, WGST 640 AM at iHeartRadio, in studio this morning with Gary Harris. Gary Harris is the Managing Director for the Center of Sustainable Communities and President of Sustainability Solutions Group, and an advocate, and just, you know, all does everything at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, where he is part of the Creation Care Ministry. And before we left on break, Gary was sharing with us some of the things that they're doing over at Ebenezer. But let's talk about more, Gary, you know, some of the other stuff that you guys are involved in. Mm-hmm. And more, and moreover, you know, Ebenezer is a pillar in the community. Mm-hmm. Tell us, you know, how you guys go out and reach people.
Okay, absolutely, Eric. Again, thanks for allowing us to go to church this morning here on the radio. First off, Eric, you know, with any ministry or any organization, you know, you got to have a foundation, mm-hmm. you know, which provides you with, you know, where you want to go, you know, how you want to do it, you know, what you're all about, that sort of thing. So our ministry at Ebenezer has adopted three documented, let's say, principles, you know, that we go by in order to guide our work. First are those four faith principles that we talked about earlier, you know, right. Stewardship, justice, care for the community, our way, et cetera. Right. But also, you know, we need a little bit more guidance than that, you know. So we've reached all the way to New York and adopted the United Nations Sustainability Goals.
Awesome.
You know, 17 or 20 some odd goals, you know, which the United Nations have come together. Mm. 200 some odd nations can come together and said, hey, you know, these are the goals that we need to have. Creation care excellence, you know, throughout the globe and such, you know, and it ranges everything from equity through good foods, through transportation, through excellence in schools, you know, poverty elimination and such. So we've adopted those goals,
right?
You know, as part of our ministry,
right?
And then lastly, you know, as you know, the Pope, you know, last year, you know, got up and said, hey, you know, I want the Catholic nation to adopt creation care and climate justice, you know, as a principle. And the Pope's encyclical, you know, was heard throughout the world.
Yes.
You know, he came to the U.S. and talked about it as well. So some good folks up there at UGA took that message and translated it, Eric, into an actual action plan. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we've adopted an action plan as part of the basis for us moving forward. And it's all about energy efficiency, water efficiency, making sure we're doing good things around material use. You know, I got to tell you this, you know, on every Sunday morning we have breakfast there and says, but we're serving breakfast in styrofoam containers and styrofoam plates and that sort of thing. That stuff, you know, we get piles of trash and you know, that sort of thing. So we're going to be changing stuff like that
right.
at the church as well. Right. So those principles guide what we do. So some of the stuff that we're involved in, well, we'll talk about the Clinton Global Initiative later on, since some of the stuff we're involved in, we're trying to green the church operations again, getting rid of all that star phone and such, getting right. rid of our church bulletins and making sure our kitchen efforts are premium, our office efforts are premium, et cetera.
Right.
You know, next thing that we're doing, you know, we're all about advocacy. You know, we're all about policy, you know, because that's going to change the nation. That's going to change the world.
Right.
So we're behind efforts like the Clean Power Plan. We're behind efforts like the Clean Energy Incentive Program. You know, we're behind water conservation and other environmental steward efforts as well. We're also partnering with Weather Ready Nation and NOAA. Making sure that our communities are resilient, you know, so we'll be having a emergency preparedness drill with NOAA and at the Georgia Aquarium and some gatherings there
right.
at the end of September, et cetera. Right. So we're doing a smattering of things again, you know, trying to ensure that God's creation is cared for and its people are cared for as well.
Let's talk about you had mentioned earlier a GIPL. And so I'd like for you to, you know, share with the listeners, you know, the relationship that Ebenezer has with GIPL and in general who GIPL is, because, you know, this is not just Ebenezer and just a couple of churches.
That's
GIPL
right.
is a large organization.
That's right. And it's not only GIPL. There are lots of other organizations out there in the country which are doing similar things. But GIPL, and I got to give a shout out to them, are doing some wonderful, exceptional things.
And GIPL is?
The Georgia Interfaith Power and Light.
Yes.
Some wonderful, exceptional things. And I can clearly say, without GIPL adopting us. You know, we would not have a Christian care ministry. We would not be as progressive as we are. We would not be where we are today in terms of being a leader in Christian care, not only in the nation, but globally as well.
And these are people of all faiths.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're people of all faiths coming together, Presbyterians, Methodists, Baptists, Catholics, persons of the Jewish faith, et cetera, coming together and doing great things and developing great programs such that other churches can boast of their creation care position. Example, you know, we have certification programs around energy, PowerWise program, we have a WaterWise program, LandWise program. We can take an entire church and certify it, you know, as being sustainable and stuff. Some really powerful resources coming out of Gipple, some really good folks there as well. But across the nation, you know, the word is spreading, you know, because we got Green for All out on the West Coast. You know, they have Green the Church. You know, we're part of that as well. You know, right here at the Candler School of Theology at Emory University, they have the CREATE program, interface coming together again around creation and such. And then there's Interfaith Power and Light, which is nationally as well. So we're plugged into all these things, and it feels great, you know, because we're sharing information, we're sharing scriptures, we're sharing prayers, we're sharing programs. Example, you know, we got invited to the State Department to talk about an Our Oceans program from a faith-based perspective.
Wow.
We couldn't make it, so we tapped on our good friends up there at the Creation Care Ministries in Washington, D.C., and they sent some folks to the State Department, you know, to take notes for all of us. You know,
right.
We were interconnected in this sphere so we can maximize our efforts around Creation Care. Another entity in this space is Green Faith. Green Faith. I'm a fellow, you know, in order to know this stuff, in order to make this stuff happen, you know, you got to be knowledgeable, you know, and you got to transfer that knowledge into programs, transfer that knowledge into projects. So I'm in an 18-month fellowship program. They went around the country and picked 30 people. Somehow I snuck in.
No, you're quite qualified.
And became one of those Green Faith fellows. So it's a great program. Fletcher Harper runs it out of New Jersey, but you are connected. You are connected with folks in India. You're connected with folks in Europe. You're connected with folks in Pakistan. I mean, it is phenomenal. Case in point, quickly here.
Yeah.
Now we had a global project around sacred earth, sacred trust, and that was all about climate change. And the theme of it was 1.5 to stay alive, you know, that sort of thing, because we want to ensure that global warming is kept only to 1.5 degrees. If we can do that, you know, we're not going to see all that nasty stuff out there in terms of sea level rise, et cetera.
Right.
So we help, check this out, we help to organize this thing globally and such. Ebenezer, along with 36 other organizations in 150 countries around the world and such, organizing around this theme. We had protest march, we had sit-ins, we had, you know, holding signs, all that sort of stuff.
Sure.
Again, professing God's omnipotent power, you know, for us to care for creation. And so we're doing things like that. We're also doing things, you know, more close to home. Like every time you go to a buffet, Eric, you know, don't you wonder where all that leftover food goes?
I do.
We all can't stuff it into our bags and take it home.
Exactly.
You know, some of that stuff, you know, gets thrown away, all that. So we're actually helping to create a national initiative around food waste minimization.
Right.
We're working with Ample Harvest, which was a CNN hero. They've come to us and 12 other organizations around the country to create a food waste minimization national effort. In September, Eric, we're going to have a whole weekend dedicated to eating less and throwing away less food. You know, grab your doggy bag now.
Absolutely. Wow. Great conversation with Gary Harris this morning. We got to take a break, folks, but stay with me. We're talking the church and sustainability, Creation Care. Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guy Show. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guys Show, WGST 640 AM and iHeartRadio. Wow, what a great conversation we're having this morning with Gary Harris, Managing Director, Center for Sustainable Communities. Man, we are talking sustainability and the church this morning. And wow, who knew that all this stuff was going on in churches, and the churches are gravitating towards the idea of sustainability and, moreover, creation care. That's what it's really, really all about. Before we left on break, Gary was sharing with us all of the deep connections that are going on globally through the churches and some of the work that they're doing. But, Gary, I recall seeing you at the Clinton Global Initiative.
Yep.
And I also saw Reverend Warnock, mm-hmm. Reverend Raphael Warnock is the pastor at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, and he was there in a capacity as well. So share with us, you know, I know you had some different things. You had a lot of things you were doing there, but what was Reverend Warnock there for and all that?
Well, Reverend Warnock was there to announce our commitment to action, Eric. The Clinton Global Initiative is all about making impacts in community, local, regionally, nationally, and globally as well. So the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church hooked up, if you would, with the Southeast Energy Alliance, SEA, okay. and Block Power, and the Center for Sustainable Communities, and Green Faith. And we came together and formulated a commitment to action. And the commitment to action is a 26-page application.
Wow.
that we had to fill out and present to the Clinton Global Initiative around steps that we would take to better care for creation and such and live our creed. So our commitment to action was about addressing energy efficiency on the church campus there. We have about four buildings that the church manages and operates, and they're just like any other commercial building. You know, they consume a lot of energy, they consume right. a lot of water, consume a lot of materials.
Right.
So our goal was to do a deep energy audit. You know, not just walking around and saying, hey, you know, change out your light bulbs, you know, but doing something deep, you know, and getting in there and identifying some real issues to save energy across all of those buildings and such. You know, and then we said, well, hey, you know, since we're doing that, you know, we might as well look at solar, you know, might as well see whether or not there's a possibility of installing solar in the church or using solar energy somehow as well.
Right.
And then we said, well, you know, we can't leave the congregation out of this. We can't leave the community out of this. Great opportunity for education. So we're developing a church-wide and also a community-wide education initiative around the energy efficiency audit, around the solar assessment, around the potential retrofits to lower our carbon footprint, not only in the church, you know, but in the community wide as well. Some 5,000 people live in that fourth ward community there. So we're going to be reaching out to all of them, mm-hmm. you know, to crank down those air conditioners and crank up those air conditioners and change out those light bulbs and cut off those computers and all that sort of stuff. So we're going to see, you know, the energy level, and not the spiritual level, but the energy level, you know, the decline there, and also the carbon footprint as well. But it goes beyond that because, you know, we are fortunate enough to sit in a national park, you know, right adjacent to the King Center.
Right.
So not only do we plan to do our buildings, but we're going to knock on those doors over there, you know, and say, hey, guys, you know, we're doing this. Once you come on and join us,
right.
you know, and that may add an additional four or five buildings. But it was tough. It was tough getting that commitment action together, getting it through. And you know, churches have their own unique processes, you know, their own unique pathways, you know. So we had to work through that, and we did. And you saw Reverend Warnock, and the result was Reverend Warnock, we did work. But Reverend Warnock up on the stage.
Well, you know what? I think it speaks volumes, though, Gary, that, you know, Ebenezer Baptist Church and Reverend Warnock and you, the you know, everybody that was involved there was even recognized by the Clinton Global Initiative as being, you know, stewards of this and wanting to be a part of making the solution.
But you know, Eric, it actually went beyond our own commitment because of our one of the reasons that we got selected to do this because we're kind of unique. You know, we have the experts in the church, you know, who have the energy background.
Right.
We have the experts in the church, you know, who know climate, you know, and who know sustainability, that sort of thing. So we had a perfect storm, if you would. You know, we had the experts. We had the opportunity with the Clinton Globe Initiative here. We had the commitment to action, and we had a church, you know, that needs that sort of transformation, and community needs that sort of transformation as well. So, Eric, not only was it the commitment to action that we wrote, but we were able to participate, because of our background, in the Advanced Energy Group at the Clinton Global Initiative and help to crank out additional commitments to action that would not only affect this community, but communities across the nation in terms of turning our brownfields into fields of solar energy and such. So we're part of that, along with the Department of Energy, along with other folks who are in that group as well. So it was our commitment to action and then other commitments to action. So we were working it.
Wow. All right, Gary, let's talk about this because you mentioned a few minutes ago about how the church is reaching back into the communities and helping and educating. Let's talk about how the churches are being used as hubs for resilience for communities. How is all that working?
Well, you know, that's great because of other hats that I wear, you know, we have great relationships with NOAA, great relationships with FEMA and such, and making sure that our region locally, regionally, and nationally are prepared for natural disasters, particularly severe weather. We had the good fortune to participate in the Snowmageddon, which happened two years ago.
I recall.
And I was stuck
shut
there.
The city down.
Yeah,
right.
That's right. I was stuck there. You were stuck there. That sort of thing. So, but as a result of that, you know, we're able to crank out some 20 different recommendations to the governor and to the mayor. And one of those recommendations, Eric, was to use churches as centers of resilience.
Right.
Okay. And that has now been adopted by FEMA. It's been adopted by NOAA. It's part of our Weather Ready Nation scheme. And that's where, again, churches can help to educate the congregants and the community around emergency preparedness, that they can act as shelters during emergencies, that they can provide updates on updates on emergency management procedures. They can distribute materials, etc. You know, so they can really, you know, act as those hubs of resilience and hubs of safety as well in the community. You know, again, we're going to have something on September 30th at the Georgia Aquarium, a large event, and we're making sure that the faith-based component is a primary component in there as well.
Hey, out of curiosity, I mean, has the city of Atlanta been instrumental or helped in any way to do anything around the Ebenezer initiatives?
Well, I tell you what, you know, every time we have an event, they show up. Mm. You know, they show up and help us out. I remember last year we honored Reverend Gerald Durley.
Yes.
You know, and he was the White House Chairman of Change, and we had City of Atlanta folks there helping us out for that. We just had our Earth Day Sunday event as well, where we wanted to honor frontline champions, you know, frontline stewards, you know, those folks who are out there every day doing this work, you know, around creation care, around environmental justice, around energy equity, around climate justice, but they're not seen or not heard. So as part of our Earth Day event, Earth Day Sunday event, we honored people, you know, who are there on the front line.
Right.
And so we honored Haro Garcia.
Yes.
Of the Office of Sustainability, he's out there. He's doing it. He's making it happen. You know, that sort of thing. So we honored him. We honored the public health officers at the CDC who are on the front line in Flint, Michigan, and a host of others as well.
Wow. All right, folks, great conversation. The church and sustainability. Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guys Show. Stay with me. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guy Show, WGST 640 AM and iHeart Radio. Wow, what a great conversation this morning with Gary Harris, Managing Director for Center for Sustainable Communities. And, wow, creation care leader at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, home of Martin Luther King. Man, you guys have just been involved in so many things, Gary. This is really great stuff. There are some things that have been going on that I'd like for you to share with the folks. The climate justice webinars, what are those and when is one coming up that people can tune into?
Oh, great, Eric. Yeah, again, you know, it's all about stewardship. It's all about justice, energy equity, climate justice, environmental justice. So when there's an opportunity to spread the word about that and educate folks, you know, we're all over that. You know, so the Catholic Covenant is hosting a series of webinars on climate justice, and there's one tomorrow. I believe it's in the afternoon around 2 p.m. But if you're looking for the connection between climate change and churches taking action and impacts on vulnerable communities and such, you know, get plugged into to these climate justice webinar series. Again, it's a great way to learn about creation care. It's a great way to see how your church can be involved in these activities as well. And also, Eric, I want to make sure that you know, in every church, you know, we do two things. You know, we take up a collection. So you guys get your wallets out here. And then secondly, you know, there's always the we want to extend the invitation for folks to come and join us. So this morning, you know, we want to open the doors of the church, you know, and extend the invitation for folks to come and join us. You know, we need good foot soldiers who want to take on policy and advocacy at the local and national level. We need good folks who believe in stewardship, yes, you know, and fair distribution of resources. We need good folks who understand that this is all about God's creation and how we can all contribute to that.
Yes.
You know, so if you don't have a creation care ministry at your church, you know, reach out to us at Ebenezer or reach out to Jordan Interfaith Power and Light to find out how you can start a ministry at your church. It's not easy. Right. It is not easy, particularly in African-American churches. You know, let's just say that the way that the church structure, you know, can be an inhibitor and can be an accelerator as well. But I would say just through prayer and perseverance and again, letting others know that you want to start these ministries, you know, you can do it. Reach out to Green Faith, reach out to Georgia Faith Power and Light, reach out to Candler School of Theology. You know, they all have resources to help your ministry get started. And it's a great way to recruit young people into the church.
There you go. And that's really what we want to do is, you know, start molding some future leaders.
That's right.
Hey, Gary, with the last couple minutes I've got for you, share with us, there was a research thing that you guys were doing. And so share with us, you know, what you guys came up with and how it impacted.
Okay, let me take off this creation care hat and my robes here and put on my ball cap and for the managing director for the Center for Sustainable Communities. We're working with proudly working with the U.S. Forest Service, UGA, and Morehouse College on a citywide research initiative that's Eric looking at our urban tree canopy, mm-hmm, and such, seeing how neighborhoods across the city in MPU A through Z, you know, trust me, I'm out there in the hot sun. Derek's out there in the hot sun every day as well.
Wow.
You know, doing these surveys, gathering this data about our tree canopy, about concerns in the community, and also the status of our communities as well.
Right.
You know, we're looking at everything from trees which have fallen to graffiti on the sidewalks, to transportation issues, to housing affordability issues, to whether garbage is there. You know, the whole bandwidth of what makes or breaks a community and such. So we're out there on a daily basis looking at some 900 homes, again, MPUs A through Z, and we're coming into the home stretch, you know. And thank God, because today's going to be 95 degrees, and I'm about done.
Wow, man. You guys are just involved in so many good things. What's coming up? Anything else coming up that we need to know about?
Yeah. Got some stuff coming up. A couple, three things here quickly. First, again, we talked about the Food Waste Minimization Weekend. Watch for that, guys. That's coming up September 23rd through the 24th. You know, that's where we're all going to push back from the buffet and make sure that the buffet is handled in an appropriate manner. Again, minimizing food waste. You know, we've all been there, done that before. And it's going to be through your houses of faith and worship. Next, coming up on September 30th, it's America's Preparathon, you know, and we're joining with the Weather Channel, National Weather Service, NOAA, FEMA, Georgia Aquarium, Fulton County, City of Atlanta, MPU leadership, school districts, you know, all around preparing for natural disasters. And as we know, climate change,
right,
you know, increases the frequency, increases the severity of these natural disasters. So we want to ensure that not only our youth are prepared, but also our neighborhood leaders are prepared. You know, Eric, one thing that we just did was we helped to distribute a national training program around severe weather, disaster preparedness, emergency preparedness, in conjunction with Raytheon,
right,
and Georgia school districts, et cetera, there. So we're excited about that as well. Coming up in September is all, we're plugged into the Just Energy Circle, and we're having a conference around energy equity. That'll be a two-day conference. Watch for that as well. Come there and learn how to save energy, and where the jobs are in the energy field as well.
Right.
And quickly, later on in November, we're gonna start the marching again. You know, we're going to take it from 04th Ward, you know, back to the Center for Civil and Human Rights, another climate justice parade on the eve of COP22.
Man, I'll be right there with you, Gary.
Absolutely. Let's march it out.
All right. Hey, Gary, how can – I mean, you've talked about all these great things, and I'm sure people out there are probably wanting to know how they can get a hold of you, how they can get involved, all sort of things. So please give out your contact information.
Absolutely. I hope these folks start to blow up my phone here. You can reach me at 404-936-0620, 404-936-0620. Our office is located at 100 Flatshows Road. 100 Flatshows Avenue. That's in Reynoldstown. You can drop by our office, or hit me up on my email at gharris@htsenterprise.com. gharris@htsenterprise.com. Also, like us on Facebook.
Wow. Man, Gary, thank you so much for being here on the studio, all the great information you shared. I mean, again, you are a wealth of information, a pillar in the community, man. And, man, we really appreciate all you do, and anything that we can do here on the Talk of Green Guy show to help you further that agenda, just let me know anytime.
Glad to be here, man.
Wow, what a great show, folks, with Gary Harris. All right, next week we're going to have Mayor Jim Brainyard from Carmel, Indiana. He is a Republican mayor that is on board and sharing, and that he's talking climate change. So you're going to hear all about what he's been doing. He's also part of he's chairman of the Energy and Environment Committee of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. So please be here with me. Talk with Green Guy show next week. That's going to wrap it up, folks. This show was brought to you by the Ray C. Anderson Foundation, our platinum sponsor, which is working to advance a more sustainable future for the environment, business, and society. Remember to tune in right here next Sunday, 9 a.m. Visit me at greenguymedia.com. Be the change you want to see in the world. Make today your best day. Think and live green. Talk to you next week, Greenheads. This is Eric Moncrief, the Green Guy. Have a blessed week.